name, it would be the Ace of Spades or whatever. But one of the top ones was also their foreign secretary, the equivalent of their Secretary of State, who was a Christian. What Saddam Hussein had done was he was a Sunni. Iraq is a predominantly Shiite country. And what he did is he opened a coalition and he was welcoming the Christians. And what happened when Bush invaded? The Iraqis, the Shiites took over, killed or drove out the Sunnis who'd been in power, and they formed a group you may have heard of. It's called ISIS. And they went around killing hundreds of thousands of Christians in the Middle East, when before that they'd actually been in the government, and George W. Bush put one of them on a card to be killed. Well, that kind of clumsy propaganda, bad faith propaganda, imbued the Oath Keepers, and they said, we're going to put out, they told Jason Van Tatterhove, we're going to put out our own deck of cards. And we want Hillary Clinton to be the Queen of Hearts. That's what he said. He testified to that. We're going to kill them. Now, let me tell you something. Enough's enough, okay? The head of the Oath Keepers is that Stuart Rhodes nasty-looking thing with the patch. Scary, nasty-looking thing. These people are murderous, but when you put out a deck of cards with American officials, people in politics and otherwise, who are intended to mimic a kill order back 20 years ago, that's got to be prosecuted. At what point do we start prosecuting people who make death threats and not letting them sneak off where they say, well, I have a First Amendment right to put out a deck of cards. It doesn't say kill on it. You have to have a jury listen to that. You have to have a jury decide if they're telling the truth, which they're not. They're not telling the truth. That was a chilling piece of testimony. It has been not remarked on sufficiently. If you put out a group on the left that said, here's a deck of cards of people we want to kill. Trump is the ace of spades. We're going to put on the other aces. Will be Josh Hawley, Tucker Carlson, Ted Cruz. The Queen of Hearts will be Lauren Boebert. The other queens will be Marjorie Taylor Greene, Elise Stefanik. That would get unbelievable press attention. It would be prosecuted if there were a Republican Attorney General. This has got to be prosecuted. There are routine death threats. Cassidy Hutchinson is in a witness protection program right now with her family in an undisclosed location with a security detail. Dr. Fauci has a security detail. He, his kids, and his wife have been threatened. There have been poll workers threatened. People in the January 6th committee have been threatened and have security. Why are these people not arrested that make these threats? Don't tell me they can't trace the call or they can't. I mean, here you have a guy on national TV going, they wanted me to have a death pack of cards with Hillary Clinton as the Queen of Hearts. You have national TV. Don't tell me the CIA can't figure out or the FBI who made these other death threat calls. Charge them. Some people say, well, it's First Amendment. They don't come right out and say, I'm going to kill you. They say, I hope somebody kills you or somebody will kill you. The minute you use the word kill in our political discourse, it poisons everything. Absolutely everything. It poisons everything. And what it does is it shuts down speech. It deters people from speaking out. And there are hundreds or thousands of poll workers who are resigning or not agreeing to serve again because they're afraid. And the idea is the Republicans have a program where they train poll workers. And they train them. And they use words like, make sure there's no fraud. You know, keep an eye on this. Here's this. And you're going to go to the polling place and there's going to be unpleasantness. And people are going to challenge you in bad faith and threaten you, maybe threaten you in line. And you may say, I don't need this. Voting should be like going to church. It should be a pleasurable thing. You go in, you see your neighbors, you're discharging a civic duty. But here you're running a gauntlet. And in some cases, in Texas, they've criminalized voting in this respect. And what they do is they seek out one or two test cases to scare others. There was one case where a guy committed a burglary in the 1990s. And he was given a 20-year sentence, including probation. And his probation and parole ended, I think, in June. And there was an April election 2 months before he was supposed to end his probation or parole. He was such a model prisoner, they hadn't even met with him in years. So he voted in the April election, 60 days before it had technically run out, even though they hadn't enforced it. 5 years in prison. There's another woman who went down, and one of the things they do in some of these red states is they keep shuffling voting precincts around, you know, like a three-card Monte scheme where you just shuffle the peanut under the shell and ask people to decide where it is. And she goes to the wrong polling place, which had been her old polling place. And they go, no, well, you can pass, cast a vote here anyway. She's facing a five-year charge. They do this every once in a while in Texas and elsewhere to scare folks, But this business of actually putting Hillary Clinton on as the Queen of Spades on a murder pack of cards, that's got to be prosecuted. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling Western Reminder Day. Wisco Paul.
Good morning, Matt. Good show. The whole thing with death threats and not wanting people to vote is very, I don't know, it's not American. You just don't do things like that. So, yeah, what I wanted to bring up was Citizens United. The Supreme Court passed that, I don't know how many years ago. But until that is fixed, and I guess it'll take another Supreme Court ruling to fix it, you've unleashed all this foreign money and corporate money in politics. And nobody, you know, all of a sudden you hear this group like, United something or something is responsible for this message. What? I don't know where the money comes from or anything. And so until we get that fixed, elections or politicians can spend all this money, it's ridiculous. I don't know how to put that, but hey. And then the last thing is, apparently our senator, well, I guess he's our senator, Rojo, his comments about women is just very untasteful. Thanks, man. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Paul. I appreciate you calling in. I want to comment just briefly and then go back to the lines. Citizens United, right, that was 12 years ago. And we now have a Supreme Court. And there was not just that one, but now the Dobbs case on Roe v. Wade. And now they look as if they think that they're going to say that you can't control your own elections in your own states with your governor and state Supreme Court, that it's all the gerrymandered legislature who can gerrymander themselves forever, 100 years from now. They're an arm of the Republican Party. Now, they forfeited their legitimacy, but I'm going to go originalist on them. There's nothing in the Constitution that says they can do any of this. They can't overturn anything. They're just doing it. One of the sneaky things they're doing is basically saying, well, we're not telling you you can't, say, have an abortion, or we're not telling you how to vote. We're just leaving it up to a gerrymandered state legislature so that even if 55% of your state is Democratic, you get a third of the seats and they can keep perpetuating that. And so your beef is with them. Go after them. That's what they're really doing. Well, the truth is that at some point you have to rise up. And I do point back to Abraham Lincoln. If somebody had said to Abraham Lincoln in the U.S. Supreme Court, you cannot stop the South from seceding, I forbid you to send troops down there. Okay? No authority in the Constitution for that, but there's no authority in the Constitution for Citizens United, Dobbs, or any of them. You know what Abraham Lincoln would have done? He would have arrested him. He would have put him in prison. Enough's enough. Joe Biden's not going to do that. And right now, the country is not united. The North was united back at the beginning of the Civil War. But we are not united as a country. There's not the political will. For the time being, there's going to be guerrilla warfare in the sense of political elections and so on. But the Supreme Court has done great damage to this country. It is an illegitimate court. It is a branch of the Republican Party, and it must. This court has got to be removed. We've got to either through impeachment and then a conviction in the Senate, or more packing the court if necessary, to get rid of this cancer on our country. We're going to a break. Do not hang up. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.